Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you let the beat feel, feel round and round. That pulse, you go, that sound, and make sure she hit the floor. Boom. I'm gonna take you to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, BNP, we fucking with you tonight, man, let's go.
Money. What you say? You
wanna see some cash? I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain.
Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get those pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man.
Make it rain.
I'm talking about a black man in heaven.
DJ Fletch.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. testing, testing, 1, 2.
What it is, man, what it is, 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 trying to calm me down. Oh, God, mama, there's enough for us to go around. I got my goons with me, so you know we shut it down. You can catch me in VIP, smoking bud, nothing but the finest. Let's believe that we burn it up. She's on fire, homie, because believe we strapped up. We trying to have fun, but we still don't give a fuck. And you can get your ass stuck in a matter of seconds. Why you want to start problems when the beautiful chicks in here swinging their hips in here? Yeah, my skills are straight up player. Play your part, fake niggas need to stay in your lane. Cause you don't want me to resort to unloading them things. It could change in an instant. If these fake niggas got you fed up, and you a real G who don't give a fuck, they say, what up?
Up at 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial so we can definitely turn this thing up to a whole nother level, man. Get your mind right.
Nobody like the crap, My nigga Marvin's been so twisted off when you be sex. He had me tripping off a business with him all day. Send me all against the curb when you get strapped. No layers in them M's still playing that. Never put a dish to drain this head to fall back. LC is my label and a father gang. Had to make a proposition for this new brain. To keep my people out to struggle over this new day. Fresh as hell, flipping money, make it hella change. Give me a land, make it hella change. Brown pick up on them tools, here presenting. They mad and they underrated, say I ain't shit. Bitch, I came about to struggle, I ain't new to this. Check my resume, let's see the way I grew in it. That's why he say he pushed his hell. Brown pick up on them tools. Never took my carry tools.
Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flames. The national artists that are changing the game. Hit us up at 347-934-0318 so we can definitely turn this thing up, man. You know what it is.
Chicks in here, chick, right? You say you like a pimp, right? Well, make a Cinderella and have a home by midnight. What the dude you don't like? You and him might fight. I need your brotherhood, girl. Shit, them hoes might die. You, my nigga, I'ma let you make the call. Cut on with kissing ass, a pimp with cocking balls. As for me, I ain't gon' even lie. I love pussy. I ain't the Brokeback Mountain kind of guy. So reduces and I'm out. So first out, got dick lips with a tongue ring and I'm out. And you know what that means. I'ma be here like Tyson if I get her in the ring. So I better tell the hood who she keeping with. And you can worry about old boy who you keeping with. I can't believe you bought an outfit with a head to neck. Just to hit the club, stand around my nigga and be that old lame ass nigga on the wall.
hang off the chain, so you know what I'm expecting. Leave here with some sexy and show her my erection. Put on my protection. Yeah, baby, that's right. Ooh, I feel your wetness. I'm inside your inside. So his side and his side. That shit ain't on my mind. I'm thinking, damn, she's fine. He looking at her, he's ass. I'm something like a piss meal. I'm what you called about her. I ain't like Mr. Cooper. Can you just hold the ball up?
Y'all better get y'all mind right. Real talk, this is how it goes down, man. You know what it is.
Nobody like me. Nobody like me. Nobody like me. Nobody like me. Yo, this is my girl, Matt Brockman, the Jordan Shaw comeback. Real talk. You know, yo, she said some real slick shit on what they do to that radio. But yo, real talk, this is the key to the game, yo. She definitely gives you your message. You know what it is. Ride with me. 347-34W. Y'all know who this is. This is my man, CJ Black. Real talk. We get ready to go to the press line for just a second, man. Just ride with me. You know what it is. Throw that shit up. If you don't know what this bass line is, you're in a free peacock, man. Ride this shit.
White coat.
Yo, real talk for all my folks up here, yo. And after DA, real talk, check my folks out at the Virgin Lounge. Real talk, we going down Sky City building. Sky City Lounge, definitely in effect, man. You know what you need to do, get your mind right. You still have an experience like that before, we can definitely sit on the ride on the wild side. I got that news. Y'all call the other nigga, check this shit out, man. Check this joint out right here.
Thank you.
what you listen to. This is my man, CEO the best. You kids got over the experience like never before. Get your mind right.
Everybody's swagging crazy and it turns up to the man. Now it's gone, hit the floor. Go back in your phone and make that nigga spin his dough.
And you know this, man.
Wide open, hip go with nothing here. Plus my pockets back, grinding all day on the hustle still. Real recognized, real career niggas I'm fucking with. Pull your club, so throw my blood and take a purple bit. Shout and hit the flow, drop it low and then perky up. Bring it back up, show that nigga what you're working with. Put your hands on your knees, see how little mama popping up. Moving, yeah, I call a hydronic ass. Swagger from my brain to my kicks, bitch, I'm super cold. Yo, we in this bitch celebrating like the Super Bowl. Hold to the next, you trying to switch up the top five. Everybody lies before it, that's how we ride. Everybody lies, lies, hell up. Got exotic in they pushes and they cups, feel up. Everybody lies, lies, too fresh out the pack. Everybody swagging crazy and it turns up to the man.
Have to commit to the record company. If it's a major label record company, you will be looking at anywhere between 5 and 7 albums, I would say. And what does that mean? That you get to make 5 or 7 albums? No. It means that the record company has the option to require your exclusive recording services for as many as 7 albums. But the way it works is you record one, they may or may not release it. If they, in their business company, in their business judgment, decides that, yeah, this is a good thing and I want another record, they'll pay you another advance and they'll get the second record and third and fourth and potentially the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. But it's that company's option. So people often hear the word dropped. What does that mean? That means that record company had seven options. An artist was thinking, I'm going to record seven records for this company. And after the first record, it didn't do so hot in terms of sales. And the record company did not pick up its option for a second album, and therefore they dropped you. You're gone. You're not on the label anymore. They still own the rights to that first album, but there are now going to be no further albums with that company. So you're dropped from the label. So that's the first major thing. How long is your commitment to the record company? Your royalty rate, which we just talked about, which is 11% and 14%, and
of
11% to 14% of the retail price. So, say in a $12 CD, you would think you would be getting 12% of $12. No. Actually, it's $12 minus packaging costs and free goods deductions. And those are the two main ones. But basically, your royalty rate, you're not applying the 12%, your 12% royalty rate to $12. By the time the deductions and the this and the that are taken out, you're probably applying your 12% royalty rate to, let's see, 25, 35, 40, to about $8 or $9. So that would be your royalty rate. And then there are creative controls in the recording agreement, but almost all of those belong to the record company. Who's your producer? What does the artwork look like? What songs are going to be recorded? What singles are going to be picked for radio? All those in the contract are going to say it's the record company's decision. Although, in my experience, on many of those things, a lot of the record companies definitely listen to artists. They're not going to force you into a recording studio with a producer you don't want. They will choose a single at radio, something that you don't think represents
you. What if you were told that finally you have to give up everything? A motion picture that will shape and change the minds and hearts of millions who are now one of the world's most anticipated movies in a decade. This is a story of my man, a family, a mother, a father. A story about real, a story about love, one that'll make me love, one that'll make me cry. Bye. gospel of raising his family. He has a loving wife, beautiful family. For all that he has, he still has to do day to day of living in today's society. Please join us as we begin to introduce to you the members and cast of Kid.
Yo,
Real Talk on WTDTA Radio. It's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these G's definitely doing what they do. Now, Real Talk, I'm going to show you something, man. I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to let you know what's up and what's happening. Number 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? And on Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. You hear a lot of great artists definitely cranking it out, doing what they do. But in the midst of that, you know what I'm saying, we got to make sure that we educate the listener on really what the business is and the barometer. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff happening, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying, Halloween weekend, Real Talk. And, you know, a lot of folks, like I say, man, I don't want to deter anyone from really what the business is, but I feel that in media I have to really also give you the business and give you the truth. And the truth of the matter is this, man. There's a lot of stuff that's being done, a lot of stuff that's not being said that people need to be aware of, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got my man West Manifest out there, and, you know, he's going to definitely drop some knowledge on you tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop some knowledge on you tonight. We're going to play this great rotation. We're going to get some callers in, you know what I'm saying, definitely get their input on the whole situation. But for all the, you know, and this show is definitely dedicated to everybody that's out there that's got, you know, children, family members, you know what I'm saying, out there doing what they do. You know, during this Halloween, you know, how you want to say, during this Halloween weekend, we want everybody to be safe, you know what I'm saying? Watch your children, be careful, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there, man. I also want to apologize for not being live last night. I did run a show, but I actually had a, something that came up, I'm just going to say it like that, that kind of took me away out of the booth. Everything is all good, you know, I'm back in the building as usual, doing what we do. It is what it is. But, yo, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you tonight, man. Real Talk on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do. You know, a lot of folks, let me ask you this question. Do you truly know what this weekend is all about? You know what I'm saying? Do you really understand and know the origin of what this weekend is about? You're going to be very surprised what you're going to hear tonight if you truly don't, you know, because we've been, you know, been hearing about Halloween and what it all means, you know. So you might be saying, well, yo, Jay, what does all this have to do with music? What does it have to do with us? It has everything to do with us. But the only way I can tell it to you is to show it to you. Real Talk, it is what it is. Remember, this is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. And when I say ride on the wild side, that's exactly what I mean. Now, Real Talk, this next joint I'm going to drop on you, this is a precursor. I want you to listen to the words. Y'all done heard this song a dozen times, but I want you to listen to it and really get into the words of what my man is saying, you know what I'm saying? And let that sink in while I drop this clip on you. And then we're going to take some callers right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, see what you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio.
Yeah. This song right here. I just want y'all to close y'all eyes, man.
Put everything with vice versa.
Close your eyes.
Nah,
man. You know, I mean,
put your close your eyes.
The bad is really good.
Close your eyes.
What time would you choose?
Close your eyes.
And you choose wrong.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Virgin Mary may not fuck nobody. Yeah. She's a dick with a click of nasty donkey.
I hurt you, yeah. Follow me.
If this was vice versa, I'd be an angel, cause I'm a devil, a downtown drug and rebel, a whole nother fucking level, reminiscing on all the good and the bad that I did, busting captives, beating weeds, and serving me, and talking dead. This is vice versa, no fucking commercial. Heaven and hell, where do we go? Will we die? A certified of the streets of gold. Only God knows, vice versa.
Halloween is the worship of the god Samhain. He is the god, the reaper of death. Samhain is said to be the god of the dead, and on Halloween Eve, he called up all the evil, wicked spirits to come out of the ground and to walk the earth. Now, in Great Britain, and over on that side of the world, many years ago, were the Celts, I guess you call them, the Celts, C-E-L-T-S. And they were a group of people who had priests called the Druids. The Druids were blood-drinking, horribly evil priests. They used to take full wicker baskets and put human beings in them and put covers on them and light the baskets where you could hear the human beings screaming for mercy all around the villages. This was an offering to the god Samhain on the eve, which is Halloween. That holiday was so important to the Celts that their priests would go from house to house demanding treats and offerings so that those people within that house would not be harmed. This is what would happen, ladies and gentlemen. The Druids, who worshipped the devil, who had nothing to do with God, who had dragged the Celts into that abominable life, on that eve would teach them that these spirits, these goblins, would walk the earth. And in order to appease them, it was important to offer something to those wicked spirits. It started out where the people would leave just treats, little maybe food, because these wicked spirits, they believed, could spoil the milk that came from the cow, could cause death in the home, could cause all kinds of diseases to their animals and their farms and their families. So they'd start by leaving little treats out to appease them. Well, as wickedness grew and the people gave in to this diabolical thing, those treats weren't enough. They began to demand animal sacrifices. And so the people now and the Druids now would begin to offer animal sacrifice, shedding blood on the 31st. They would sometimes cut off the head of a goat and put it up on a stick because that was a representation to their god, Samhain. These were offerings of treats to him, to appease him, so that he would not, and his wicked spirits would not do damage or cause havoc in the villages. As men gave in more to this, that was not enough. Now they wanted human sacrifices. And this is what would happen, ladies and gentlemen. On the night of Samhain, when the wicked spirits would be summoned to walk the earth, they believed they were departed spirits of loved ones. They were not departed spirits. They were demons. When they would come up out of the ground, they would walk around. Well, now the Druids, to go along with these wicked spirits, would dress up. They'd paint their faces in ghoulish looks and walk around in ghoulish clothing and pointed caps. They'd walk around in the night to appease the wicked spirits. On this particular evening, they would go to people's homes, knock on their door, and demand that that night before midnight, a virgin in that family be offered as a sacrifice to Samhain. They would leave, and they'd leave a little jack-o'-lantern. Don't miss all this. A jack-o'-lantern with a ghoulish carving in the face and a little piece of maybe human fat in the bottle, a coal in the bottom of that jack-o'-lantern, lighting up the ghoulish face and telling the people, this is here as a sign that we'll be back at midnight. If you don't produce the virgin, if you don't appease us, your whole family will die. And they would go off with that little cute little jack-o'-lantern we all carve at Halloween, sitting there. When they returned at midnight, if the virgin daughter was not given for sacrifice, that her blood be spilled, a hexagram would be drawn on the door in blood. A hexagram, not a pentagram, a hexagram, which means there's a hex against the family. There's a difference. Not that it means much to us Christians who have the blood of Jesus, but for information's sake, they'd put a hexagram on the door in blood, and that would mean that by morning, everyone in the house would perish, that they had put a hex against that family. This is what we partake in when we celebrate the 31st. I want you to think about what I just said. The dress-up is what the Druids used to do. You dress up the children, that's what the Druids do. They dress up and walk around in ghoulish outfits. They go from house to house requesting trick or treat. That is a mantra. That is a repetitious comment that is made. Give up. And what the kids are doing today when they go out dressed up is they're imitating the Druids. They're taking part of Samhain's holiday. You can't fix it, folks. You can't scrub it down. This is what they're doing. Little Christian children are walking around dressed up, chanting trick or treat, partaking in the holiday of the eve of the god of the dead. There's no getting around it. The jack-o'-lanterns that are carved are said to be the ones that, in lieu of the jack-o'-lanterns that were carved, put on people's front porches. Now, we carve them and put them up there, just set them out there, never realizing what we're partaking in. The pointed hat that some of the children wear, the witch hats, and sometimes we put them up in our windows, the cute little witch. Well, the pointed hat means the cone of power. That means anyone wearing that pointed hat operates in divination and sorcery. The witch on the broom that many times we'd hang up in our windows, or sometimes women would buy the little kitchen witches for good luck and hang them up in their kitchen. The witch broom means that she astral projects, she spirit travels from one location to another. That goes all the way back to the Columbian Age. The little Casper ghouls that we put up with the little smiles that look real cute with their little, at the bottom they don't have legs, but it almost looks like an upside down sheep. That represents the spirits coming up out of the ground, but they look real cute, don't they? They make them with real cute little faces. They look like Casper the ghost. We stick that up on the windows, and that in our schools, and then that in our different places. That represents the spirits coming up out of the ground. The black hat is believed by witches, and when I hung around with a girl named Linda who was practicing with me for a while, and she kind of got off and I got into it very heavily when I moved into Lancaster, but we believed that it was very easy to transfer our spirits into the cat, or that spirits could get into animals. The bat that we hang so cute, that little bat hanging and his wings go, is usually referring to the vampire bat. Whenever you're involved in darkness, you like creatures of darkness, black cats, bats, vampire bats that drink blood. I've been doing these seminars, and I've got more kids that fill this place that are into vampirism and are drinking blood. Did you know that? I got a letter from a girl I can read you that's been drinking blood since she's 17 years old. She says she can't stop. Somebody's daughter that everybody thought would never get into it started messing around, and now she's begging to get out. The pointed hat, the lantern, the trick-or-treat. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Halloween. You can't redeem it. You shouldn't even act like it's there. If the churches choose to make a sanctuary or refuge so that you can come out of the activity out there and we come into the church, it should not be referred to as a Halloween party. And the children should not be dressing up as anything, not even shepherds, not even angels. Because the minute you start, you take on the festival. And I'm telling you something, preachers think it's funny. Well, my little girl's an angel. Your little girl's dressed up on the eve of Samhain, man. That's what your little girl is. That's exactly what witches would think, or those practicing the arts. When we try to play this, well, we're having a Christian party and our kids are getting dressed up. No. You're dressing your kids up and you're celebrating their holiday. It shouldn't even be recognized. It shouldn't even be paid attention to. It is an evil, evil holiday.
I think we got it fixed. So I apologize about that, Griff. Yeah, I think we got it fixed. I apologize about that. But I just wanted to re-welcome you to the show. Everybody can hear you now. We good. Now, everybody can hear each other. Let's start off by saying, with all the stuff that's going on, me and my co-host, Tony Reels, we was kind of talking about Rihanna. We were talking about that. We had a couple debates on our show about Rihanna and the Kanye video and all these different videos that's out right now with infiltration of, like, you know, these symbolic devil spirits, all the different stuff. A couple of my friends, we were talking about how the old days used to be like gangs. You'll see videos with gangs in them. You know, that's what kind of was weeding into the minds of people. Drugs. They can show, you know, the bad part of the neighborhood, you know, kind of that type of stuff. And then as we got older and the young crew's coming around now, you're seeing other stuff like, you know, devils and spirits. Talk to us about that, man. What do you think about that? What's going on with that?
Well, first of all, we have to keep in mind the history of black music, you know, as we know it. You understand what I'm saying? And with every generation, there comes those artists that kind of speak to what's going on in society. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So with the generation that came before me, my older brothers, my mom, my dad, you know, I was privy to hearing Marvin Gaye. I was privy to hearing the Dells, the Dramatics, and a lot of these groups that I'm naming. Your listeners probably like, who? Temptations. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It was always a balance. Even if I heard some of the quote-unquote negative stuff or the sexually oriented stuff, there was still a balance there. Balance meaning that there was other music that I could listen to. Balance meaning that my mom would break my damn neck if she caught me listening to some of that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I think now that there's no balance, not on the radio, not on the internet, not in the magazines, not in the movies, there's just no balance. We're being balanced. We're being bombarded with not only sexually oriented messages that are geared towards 12 and 13 year olds. I think we're being attack going on from these people that we call the Illuminati, but they go by names. You understand what I'm saying? And the technique that they use to get the hearts and minds of our people, 99.9% of us are unaware of the technique that they use. It's called subliminal suggestion. It's called backwards masking. It's called this, what do they call this thing in mind control. So they can actually hide messages in bass tones and frequencies that you're not even aware that you're receiving these messages, because they're hiding in a low frequency, and the low frequency bass tone is hitting you at your lower chakras. So you don't even know that you're getting the message. But when you interact with other people, when you go to the club and you have a few drinks, you start to act these things out. You're not acting out of your own mind. You're acting from the thoughts that they put in your mind. Are you following me?
Yeah.
These things were going on back in the day, but they weren't going on in R&B music. They weren't going on in classical soul music. They were going on in rock and roll. When hip-hop hit, and hip-hop came on the scene, hip-hop served as the voice of the voiceless, and that's when these demonic frequencies, these demonic entities started making their way into the culture called hip-hop. And at the behest of some of their handlers, some of the people that you just named don't mind being rich and filthy rich to propagate the Illuminati's agenda. And they do it well. hell and they don't care. So some of these artists know what's going on in the videos, and some of them really just don't care what's going on in the videos. Are you following me?
How much control do you think they have, though? How much control do you think they have over there?
To be honest with you, I think they have control to the point where they actually say, okay, I got a release date. My video is coming out. I got a release date. My single is coming out, or my CD is about to drop. That's all I need to know, and I'm off and running. Once you leave your masters in the hands of the masters, oh, you're in trouble. Because you heard what John Todd said, who was a member of the Illuminati. John Todd was the one that was in the Illuminati, broke away from the Illuminati, and made those secret dates that you could get on YouTube now. And he basically said that if he turns up missing or dead, that his family was to reveal these tapes, and they did. So John Todd said they would take your masters and take them down into the basement of the record company where they do rituals and black and white magic around your masters. And now your master carry on that demonic frequency, so when it's played over the sacred airways, it affects people without them even knowing.
You're watching a master at work.
Yo, real talk. You know, I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to enlighten you on something. Real talk, it is what it is. Now, you can sugarcoat it, you can call it whatever you want. One of the reasons why I admire the artists on where they do that radio so much is because we strive to identify the true voice and the true connection between artists and listeners. You know what I'm saying? But it goes deeper than that. I'm really trying to reveal to you something. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. Outside of media, I am I'm a father. I am in the community. I just happen to just work in media. And there's a lot of things that a lot of people are very, very unaware of. You know, the old saying is saying, what you don't know can't hurt you, but that is kind of an oxymoron, because what you don't know can not only hurt you, it can be detrimental. Music does speak to the soul. It's very influential. Hip-hop just happens to be one of the world's most influential music genres around. Because it's not just music, it's a culture. A culture that captivates the hearts and minds of our youth right now. So real talk, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You don't think this message needs to come out? You don't think this is something that we need to be discussing? Do you just simply need to just open up your newspaper, turn on your television, the television, look around. Somebody needs to be speaking about the truth. But you know, I got over 22 million people blocked into this broadcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're over 35,219 live callers, to be exact. So I beg to differ. Folks need to know the truth. Folks need to know what's up, what's happening. That's why, as long as artists keep doing real music, WTBTA radio ain't going nowhere. And we're going to continue to bring you the truth. It is what it is. But, yo, I'm going to go to the request lines right now. We'll definitely get your intake so we can see what's up, see what's happening, see what you're doing there on WTBTA radio. Yo, real talk, my partner in crime, my man West Manifest, if you can hear me, man, let me know what's up. Make some noise out there, bro. Yo, caller 7416, you're definitely live on WTBTA radio. Can you hear me? Yo, caller, last one of your number 7416. You're definitely in the building, man. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me, man? Let me get out. Do you know what's going on? Does the world know really what's going on? Has the world quite figured it out yet? You know what I'm saying? That's the word right now. Do you truly know what's going on? You know, this you say back in the day, you know, like use an example. Let me do this right because I don't want to mess this up. You know, the time is 11:55 Eastern Standard Time. Do you know where your children are? You know, do you know what's going on? Do you understand and know just how detrimental all this is? This movement is way bigger than all of us, but there's a certain level of truth that has to be mixed and mingled into this. Just like a good mix, you know what I mean? Just like a good engineer lacing the track and making sure that, you know, everything goes course steady. You got to have balance. So in this capacity, what I'm discussing is do you really think a lot of the folks truly understand and know really what the business is? Yo, say that again, man. Say that one more time.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, my bro.
Okay. I'm having a little problem here. So give me that question just one more time, man. I had to.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you one more time. Yo, I was basically saying, do you truly think, you know, the folks out there in the world, you know, I just said out there in radio land, do you really think they really understand and know just how much control and influence we're under right now?
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's why it's so dangerous. That's why there's an agenda that is working to an extent. Because as they're sending subliminal messages, see, I want you to realize that at the end of the story, just like in Devil's Advocate, at the end of the story, Keanu Reeves, who is playing this lawyer from Gainesville, Florida, whose daddy is the devil, who is in New York City, who owns this mega law firm, and what he says is, "I never lose." Keanu Reeves, he says, "I never lose." If you pay attention, he always plays a role where he is like a Jesus or a Messiah type. Pay attention.
That's right.
He's been typecast as a Jesus. Now, I want you to understand that he tells his daddy, but in the Bible, in the end, you lose. So they're sending subliminal messages, but I tell you that. There's coming down to the planet right now, yeah. There's medicine coming down to the planet right now. Through the ozone layer. See, there's more energy that's coming down that have been able to hit the planet and penetrate the planet in a long time. Why? Because now these energies have free-flowing pathways through. Although the Earth absorbs and then emits her own energy, so you got energy coming down, energy going up, you're in a rainstorm. So they're sending subliminal messages, and then our ancestors are sending subliminal messages. This is why the prophets walk around with their heads locked up, with their heads braided up. They're receiving that energy. They don't know why yet. That's okay. Lock strands, like Bob said, from your antennas. So subliminal messages coming down through the heavens too. Let's not forget that portion of it. Big ups to the brother for dropping that insight. This is what we were speaking about the other day concerning the mind control, concerning the messaging in that's coming through. It comes through religion. How do they do it and effectively to get it through religion? Well, now in a society where you say this is what you say, now do you know how much control they have? All right. Now before we got cut off the other night, I'm talking fast because I want to get it all in as much and fast as possible. So the other night, as we was talking about the word sex being spelled out of some of the cartoons that's coming out of Disney World, coming out of Disney cartoon, whatever they call that shit. You know, you got to be very careful of what's going on, what your children are digesting, what type of information that your children are digesting. See, this is what's so very important, because right now, what I want to say to the youth is what we should be doing. This is coming up on. This is something else that that's getting ready to pop, which is you need to get those of you who are into graphic design, you need to get into the animation so that you can start creating cartoons that are more fitting for our children. This is your role to do. I have some outlets in which you can then come and disseminate and distribute your product. This is why I say this is a time of unity. All right, that being said, let's keep moving. What I'd like also is for you to recognize that when you live in a society that says we live in the land of the home of the free and the brave, and that everybody has a right to religion, everybody has a right to freedom of speech, everybody has a right, which you're going to learn in the upcoming days, that these are privileges. When my elders come on from the Ouachita Moorish Nation, when they come on and bless you with this information this upcoming week. The thing is that now you got a segment of the population. Ever since I was a little boy, all I heard was Ayatollah Khomeini. All I heard was Saddam Hussein and these militants. And they programmed us from the time we was little to fight against Islam. To fight against Islam. Now, who was the lady speaking on the table? Was that a preacher?
Okay.
Was that a preacher who was speaking on the tape earlier night that you played, talking about Halloween or Hallows Eve?
That's right. Like I said, that particular minister, you know what I'm saying, she goes, we're going to just call her Miss Susan.
All right. I just wanted to say that because, see, this is what we were trying to tell the brother the other night about witches and these things being true, these things being real. But you have to, when you receive new information, this is why we keep telling all of you out there where they do that at world. See, you in the where they do that at world, whether you're on the internet or on the phone or on iTunes, you're in the where they do that at world. This world we control. So
that's
instead
right.
of being a demon and imitating what the this is why I told you the other way, stop you like fucking demons and devils. That's not your nature. That's why you lose it.
That's right.
Not your nation. You tell your man what the enemy. You got to come on the cat near the next coast you. How much more fucking money he got than you if you living in the same goddamn block? Alright, now that being said, the mind control portion that's coming through the religion is, don't mess with them and don't mess with them. And these people, we can't vote for them because they Muslims. This one over here is he's a Quaker. And that one over there is a Mormon. This is bullshit. And you go, that man there, I don't know how JFK ever died in being there. He's a Catholic. All you motherfuckers are Catholics. Because you fall underneath the Pope. All you Christians out there. Now, Malachi Smith tried to teach your ass about these witches, these bitches. These are some witches. It's some honesty that I can rap to, niggas. It's some witches who suck your whole bones and your soul through your britches. And they disguise as bitches, but they really fucking witches. And they don't say you want 60 bitches. Walk up. How you like that one? All right, let's see you start. Yeah, because I've got a message for you today, yeah. Come on, stick up your spirit, man. Hey, people can't take us out. They can't never take us out. You're going to pop. We don't need this. You can't us. I know you're listening out there. I know y'all listening. I'm going to really tell you all.
Right.
motherfucker earlier this year, man. Y'all ain't pick up on it. The kids say,
right.
my daddy used to dance with Big Daddy Kane. That's school to scrap robber. Now, what I'm saying to you is, I told you, when I said we're going to take you to the Bronx, we're going to take you to the Bronx down West Side, baby, out in the park. Yeah. Why? Because the gods rule hip hop, not the Luciferians do. So, when you put Paul Righteous Teachers in your, however you pull up your music, now you get to understand. Listen to Rock Hill real and deadly. Listen to these cats. Listen to that old 1970s, 80s, early 90s hip hop style. What was being said? Because Boston, and I didn't think it was going to last 10 years.
Right.
Now, you out here celebrating. You don't like the way certain people dress. I don't give a fuck how you dress. You can step to me and t-shirt and panties on and be a man. I don't give a fuck. You got information I need so I can move to the next level of spiritual and economic development. Okay, give me that information. What would you rather we call you, Mr. or Mrs.? I don't give a fuck. Stop worrying about the wrong shit. There are whores and bitches out there. Oh, you see that motherfucker died on so what? I'm something else, nigga. Send me something online if they ain't dressing appropriately. Oh, but you don't have one, do you? You're not marketing your ideas, are you? You're sitting back becoming a programmed Luciferian and the disciples of the devils. That's why
okay.
I tell you every time I come on here, Luciferian and Martin, I'm going to take you out of here. You are now in tune on the one, the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. This is where they do that at radio, baby. So to answer your question, Jay, man, we do not understand what the fuck is going on, how serious this shit is, right?
That's right. You know, it's very serious. You know, a lot of folks, you know, this is why. You know what I'm saying? I want you to just hold that thought because I'm going to definitely bring another call in right quick because I just want you to definitely, I had to get you in early so you can definitely get that out. Real talk, it's like this here. You definitely hit the nail right on the head. Folks aren't aware. And, you know, because you're not aware, it's dangerous. You know why it's dangerous? Because, see, when the truth hits you in a way where it makes it so controversial that you choose not to absorb it and examine it and research it for yourself, but you're open and privy to everything else, all these backwards messages, subliminal messages that come in on a day-to-day. See, you gotta be careful of that. For every father that's out there listening, for every mother that's out there listening, for every artist that's out there doing what they do, bringing the real, speaking the real, you gotta understand and know what the business is. In order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And true enough, there's a lot of rappers out there. There's very few MCs. We need more MCs that really see what all this is about so they can perpetuate the movement in a way where there is balance. Mainstream does not want balance. Mainstream wants extremities. Mainstream loves sensationalism. Sensationalism has been perpetuated in a form of negativity. Understand and know, is it worth your soul? Listen to this, I'm going to say it real deep and I'm going to bring on another caller. Is it worth your soul to be so oblivious to the fact that we're going to hell in a handbasket if we do not change our mind? When I say get your mind right, I'm saying that for a reason. When I'm saying speak out against the oppression, when I say speak out against the things that you know righteously is not right, even though everyone else, every institution is telling you not to, just think about it. Because you're either going to stand for something or fall for anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be a martyr. What I am trying to say is that, you know, I felt that, you know, in my existence into this, and being also a musician, artist as well, I've seen too much and know a little too much now in my older age to just sit back stagnant and not speak out. It can't get us off. When did it become wrong to speak what's righteous? When did it become wrong to speak out against true oppression, true deception? I mean, it is what it is. But, yo, real talk, I'm opening up the line for two reasons. One, because the world is dying to hear from every caller that's on this line to really see if you can definitely speak your mind on what you just heard. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 1633. What it be? You got a little over 42,000 and counting live on the call, $22 million all across the world. Who we got checking in on WTBTA Radio?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? It's Brad.
What's up? What's good with you, man?
I was told y'all were talking about the Illuminati and all these things, and I should call in and talk about it with you. I was listening to your last caller and
all right.
Said just now, and there's a lot of truth to what you're saying.
That's right.
People have no idea the rug that's been pulled over our eyes and the things that we look at every day and see every day and think that they're normal, but they're not.
That's right.
And y'all are right on target.
Right.
But I feel, as far as the music industry goes, I feel for a lot of the artists coming up now, because I talk to them all the time and I tell them, you know, I hate to, you know, I'm like the bubble buster. I hate to be that way, but I tell them, you know, I say, you cannot go out and get a record contract with a major label that caters to young people without being a part of the Illuminati. I cannot do that.
Right. I'm glad you're speaking on that. You know, because you're creating exactly. Because you're right. It's so.
You know, people don't believe me, but you know. Okay, there's a guy that calls in the show. We're a mutual friend. DJ Ghost Rider is what he goes by. He's as good as anybody I've heard. Now, I'm not saying that because I know him. I'm saying that because I've heard his stuff, and I've heard hundreds of other guys out there who have done their own things that are trying to come up, and he's as good as anybody out there. Why is it that he won't be able to get that contract, but Jay-Z can? Jay-Z's so much better than Trick Daddy.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you're saying the real time. I mean, because, you know, there, you know, when you listen to the artists on where they do that radio, and just local artists and underground artists in general, most of the artists are just as good, if not better, than what we're hearing in mainstream. So that tells you something. That tells you that the industry is, are they looking for quality? Are they looking for great music? No, they have an agenda. So understand and know, it becomes a judgmental perception. It becomes a perception where, okay, how bad do I want it? Am I willing to be something that I'm not, just to be what they want me to be in order for me to have the house, the cars, the women, the glitter, the glam, the fortune, the fame? Now, I'm going to back up just for a second, so I'm going to really put this back in perspective before I definitely let you finish up. I want to throw some things at you. Now, people have, you know, they don't look at it this way, but I want you to really peep game. All right? You know, we're just going to use masonry. We're just going to use just everyone that you call it, conspiracy theories, whatever you want to call them. It is what it is. The truth is the truth. No matter what you do to it, it is the truth. And, for example, all right, at the top tier of masonry, when you get those higher degrees of quote-unquote knowledge, I just played a song from Pastor Troy, who a lot of folks in the South know what it is. It's the flip game. It's the vice versa. Everything, vision, everything being good is really bad, and bad being good. So, really, the perception in the top tier of certain secret societies, if we're going to call them that, is a twist.
Right.
Where the Most High and the Luciferian God have switched places. And so we're not worshiping the Most High in the omnis that we're supposed to. We're looking for that principality. And this principality only has the ability to cater to what's pleasing to the flesh. All right, now we go even deeper. Okay, you know, you learn through bits and pieces of scripture that you gather that the fallen one, the fallen one, the one that gives us this light, this enlightenment, I'm trying to lead you somewhere now. You know what I'm saying? Is this principality that's in the air. And it just so happens to be before he was cast away, before he went from Lucifer to Satan, when he fell, he had a major influence in him. He had a major influence over the music that was being worshipped in the Most High. So you got to understand that if this is the same entity that is now here on earth, don't you think that music is a target? Because we know that this target has power. Music has power, but not so much as, you know, someone said this and it makes perfect sense. I'm really trying to lead you somewhere. Check this out. All right. Is it the words? Let's say it this way. Word, you know, the music that really guides and motivates you and really rattles the soul and really makes you stand on the level of righteousness, it's not so much the music, it's the words that's in it. But when the switch comes, we draw into the actual music. And therefore,
right,
the words can be distorted and twisted. Now, if you don't believe subliminal messages reach a point where they do hit your lower chakras, where they influence you, then I want you to just think about it. Everybody has all been young at one point in time. You've been to the club. You've been under the influence. And you understand and know that even though when you're not drinking, when you're not doing these things, you're a total different person. But when you're in a certain environment with a certain vibe, when these certain tones hit you, you act out.
Mm-hmm.
Understand and know how much of an influence it is. And understand and know that responsibility does go back to the artist. So definitely, I just had to put that in there before you definitely, you know, hit him over the head, man.
No. Everything you said is 100% true. Music, not just the words, just the music. All right? Now, I'll give you an example. I think the rock and roll music started with Elvis Presley. It didn't.
Okay.
Rock and roll's thousands of years old, and if you study study witchcraft, you would know that. Every witch knows that. Rock and roll is thousands of years old. They used it in their ceremony.
That's right.
Now, the Illuminati created Jesus Rock.
That's right.
You can take some of the same rock and roll songs and take the words out and play them over these Jesus Rock songs, and it's the same music, just the Christian words.
That's right.
Now, why would that be? Now, we know from psychology and different things that the brain, it can put you in a hypnotic state, it can put you in an easy state, it can put you in a rebellious state.
That's right.
It can put you into all kinds of states of mind and alter your line of thinking. So,
that's right.
So take this music that they know is, I don't want to say occultic, because occult just means hidden. That's all it means. It doesn't mean evil or any of those things like people try to think. For instance, if you know a surgeon, if you were having surgery and had blood running through your body somewhere that they couldn't see, they'd say you had occult blood. It's pagan. They take this occult pagan music. That they have conjured and manifested and prayed over. They conjure all these demons into this music and so forth, and then they can put it out into the mainstream, into any form of genre that they want.
That's right.
I'll give you a key that a lot of people don't know about, which is belief in the force. All right. If you were a witch and I was a witch and we were talking to each other, we would, as a greeting or when we were leaving, may say the force be with you. Right?
Okay.
Believe in the white force and the dark force.
That's right.
Have you ever heard that anywhere? May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Oh yeah. Hey, matter of fact, George Lucas made a thing.
That's from witchcraft.
That's witchcraft.
You can look up an old country song by a guy named Tom T. Hall on YouTube, and he's got a song called "May the Force Be with You Always." Now, he's one of the highest, or was one of the highest, witches in Tennessee at one time, and if you can listen to his song, and the song that's played in the background of his music is about 1,000 years old. You can hear the drums and all those things that's played in behind it. It's about 1,000 years old, and he just puts his little country twang on it.
That's right.
So it's not just the lyrics, it's also the music. And it's also colors. Like we were talking about last time I was on. Devil or Lucifer or Satan, whatever you want to call him. See, for anybody out there that listens to me and thinks this guy's crazy or whatever in the way I talk, you have to understand. Certain parts of the occult, they don't believe in the devil. They don't believe in Satan.
That's right.
So if I said Satan or if I said the devil to them, That's like me saying Santa Claus. If I say Lucifer, then that means something.
There you go. Okay.
So that's why I say whatever you want to call him. As a Christian, I believe he's the same being. So Lucifer, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he is the god of music and he's the god of colors.
Yeah.
You know, he if you look back and they gave a description of him in the Bible, he had all these jewels with all these colors radiating through him. So, when you look at what the Illuminati does, they use music, first of all, like what we're talking about and they do this with especially children's shows.
That's right.
I don't know, if you watch a children's show, I don't know that there's a children's show on television now that they don't sing all the way or halfway through it.
That's right.
And then they also use colors they do it for a couple of reasons, but the main reason is to just basically be a symbol to the rest of the world that they are Illuminatists. If you remember Holiday Inn with the star, was the star with the rainbows. You look at Exxon. A lot of people, you see Exxon. The word is written in blue, but the circle's in red. A lot of people don't recognize that.
That's right. Hey, I'll give you another one. I mean, if you look at the way this new symbol for Bank of America is the same thing. It can go. It is so many. I mean, and I don't want to make my sponsors mad, but what I am going to say, the truth is the truth. But I'm going to say it like this, hey, just check this out. Anytime you see a circle with an elliptic shape, and within that shape you see another elliptical circle, if you don't know what that is, what I'm saying? If it's a circle with an elongated elliptic circle and another circle, that's just like an eye. The same eye that's on the back of the dollar bill, the same eye, the all-watching eye. Keep in mind, real talk, I'm trying to show you something. We're trying to see
you're
something.
Right. Right. The Illuminati has always marked their businesses in red and blue colors. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people can say, get mad if I say that or if you say that, but it's a fact. They've always marked their businesses or anything that they represent in either red or blue colors. Now, if you want to fall further down the rabbit hole, you can look at what colors the first two major gangs were in America.
There you go.
Had the Crips that were blue and the Bloods that were red. They were both created by the Illuminati and drug shipped in so that they would fight over and kill each other over.
Exactly. It's deep, my friend. It's very deep. And you know what? It's very deep. And see, this is the thing, and just for everybody who's tuning in for the first time, I started this movement subliminally through the music. This is the reason why we played the Matrix, you know, at the very beginning of the show, at the first part of the year. Now we transitioned into basically reversing the subliminal. If you actually play this broadcast in its entirety, close your eyes and listen, the subliminal message will speak out louder than the dialogue that we're talking about now, because it's meant to undo the subliminals that you hear on a day-to-day. And because of that, I've been getting a lot of attention from certain individuals. I won't put them out there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I already know. My grandfather always told me, son, don't worry about what people say about you. Worry about if they stop talking about you. So real talk, I got a lot of people's attention. I've had over 5 different attempts, you know, from certain entities. You know, they, you know, it's like Debo. They, you know, Debo show up on the scene, you know, like Chris Rock, like Chris Tucker said, you know, I'll be quiet. But when he leaves, he's talking again.
Yeah,
so it don't stop. So it's like, you know, one thing about it,
you know, people say, why you laugh when you talk this? Because, and I laugh constantly when I tell these stories. And the reason is because you shouldn't be afraid.
You know,
I laugh because I know that what I'm saying is the truth. And I know that somewhere out there, there's a person listening to this saying, this guy's nuts. And that's okay. It doesn't bother me a bit. All I ask is that for everybody that hears anything that I say, doesn't believe it, do your research. Just do your research. And let you know, a guy called in the other night after I got off with you on there, and he was talking about you know, the whole witches and all that stuff, and they can't process it. But again, I'll say this again. You got to get the big hat and the broom out of your head. That's what Hollywood's done to it. Hollywood has created a false paradigm in your brain about a lot of things, about everything, about anything that's real.
There you go. Ooh, you said it. You said it right. They have created, I'm going to tell you what I was really going at, that people hadn't quite fixed. You know, in the last 6 to 9 months, we have grown extremely fascinated with the whole vampire culture, extremely fascinated with the whole Druid movement, extremely infatuated with the Luciferian teaching that, for one point, back in the early 60s and 50s, were things that, had we been back in the 50s and 60s, this shit could not have worked. But now, because nothing shocks the conscious, you see it and you don't even recognize it. I'm going to go one step further. A lot of folks don't really, I'm without giving everything away. But what I am going to say is this. The reason why we promote the media tank is 2 reasons. Because we have the ability to actually kind of show you what the rest of the world is thinking. The media tanks have the technology where you can actually watch what's going on in other parts of the world. And the reason why you want to see what's going on in the other parts of the world, so you can kind of put it back when you see it here in the United States, I'm going to give you one very clear example of that. What if I was to tell you, and you know, most folks that don't have access to this level of media, you won't know unless someone like myself or someone in media really comes clean and says it. But a lot of folks still don't understand what HAARP is about. They don't understand what the Blue Beam Project is about. They still don't understand what is being done. You know, right now, CNN right now, as it speaks, is talking about this freakish, rare, you know, snowstorm that actually came in the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, if I was to tell you, you wouldn't believe it, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there anyway because, you know, they can't give us all. During the last Bohemian Grove movement, as we'll call it that, it was discussed that in order to keep the perception of this order, New World that is, we have to continue to keep people preoccupied from a natural disaster standpoint or from a natural awareness standpoint, because the effects of quote-unquote the previous... And what I'm saying about the previous deceptions, what I talked about on 9/11, you realize this, and realize it alone. Before the powers that be do anything, they have to try to see if they can fully convince you that it's real. And that's through media. That's through the television. You know, we have heard and have seen from 9/11 to now really what the business is. We have seen. Okay, we've heard about weapons of mass destruction. We've heard about this. I want you to understand and know that if you have not wrapped your brain around what is going on around you, just like my man Brad is saying on the air tonight, if you haven't wrapped your brain around what the business is.
Nobody can get it, and nobody will. You know, nobody will believe us. They,
right.
You know, they say we're conspiracy, so we're crazy. Whatever. You know, it's.
And I understand.
You know, if I didn't, I know a lot of people. I got a lot of connections. If I didn't get this stuff from very good sources, I wouldn't believe it either. All right. So I get that. But what I'm saying is that everything me and you're talking about right now, people can go research and get on their own. It's not something that, you know, that we are out here saying that you know, nobody's ever heard of before and you can't go find and confirm somewhere if people will just do their research. But, it's all brought in. Every president since 1913 has been, since Woodrow Wilson, has been a member of the Illuminati. I know a lot of Barack Obama supporters out there don't believe that, and that's your right to believe that. But it is what it is. Every president it's just like this. Every president has belonged to the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Those two groups were created by David Rockefeller. And if you're a member of the Trilateral Commission, you must take a vow of oath to work toward what they call the great work or the great plan, which is the New World Order.
Right. You know, the best way to tell a lie is to tell a truth in such a way people won't believe it. So therefore, as it develops and as it manifests and as it's shown, people will see it, yet choose not to conceive it.
Well, they
and
tell people.
It's just like,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying it's just like me standing in front of you with a glass of water and a bottle of cyanide, and I have a can of Coca-Cola, and you see me pour this water into this glass, and I put cyanide in it. And I put it into a Coca-Cola can, and I zip it up and says, hey, have a Coke and a smile, enjoy. It'd be real hard with you knowing all that in front of you that this drink is good for you because you've seen what I put into this.
But so
let me take that same can of Coke without you seeing how it was created and simply give it to you. Or we'll go one step further. What if I put the ingredients, what if my faucet was connected to those very same ingredients and I flipped on the faucet? You have more faith in that faucet than me. Not saying that everybody's a plumber. What I'm saying is your perception has been sold on the source to a point where it becomes very, very pertinent to your belief system. Now, again, if I showed it to you, you wouldn't drink it, but if I didn't show it to you and told you it was good, you probably would because you believe in Coke. You believe in that red and white symbol. I'm just trying to just show you something. Real talk. It is dangerous.
You're right. And these people get sold all these things from, you know, Fox News, MSNBC, and all these television networks, and they don't even realize that a lot of those people are part of Project Mockingbird. You can look that up, or Operation Mockingbird, where they're actually CIA agents running a government operation on the populace. You just carrying whatever water the government wants them to carry, and telling you whatever story they need them to tell. Just like what you're saying. So if Fox News and MSNBC and these people are telling me that we're in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and all these places for an humanitarian effort,
to help these people and to liberate these countries, then nobody's going to believe me when I say they've just eradicated the last Christian church in Afghanistan. It's illegal to be a Christian over there.
Right.
They're decapitating Christians over there who were converted to Muslim right now. So don't talk to me about the humanitarian and liberalism of Iraq and Afghanistan. Those people don't have religious freedom. We didn't go over there and liberate anybody. So then what are we doing?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm going to put it out there. You know, and again, this, I'm going to go ahead and say this before I make this statement. Anyone that disagrees with what's being said, my email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com. And please send your comments into that email. I will address them, and I will respond. I'm going to say this. Everything that you say is true because we don't hear or see or read what the barometer of the individuals that are there, how they are reporting or speaking about the true things that are happening there. So therefore, if the source of the story only gives you one side of it, or just a certain perception of it, or in other words, if you don't quite get it, let me get real deep with you. You didn't see the cyanide that was being poured into that glass before you drank it. You're going to walk away with a certain perception. And, again, that becomes very dangerous, very dangerous. So it's our job to bring back a certain level of truth. See, Brad, I got to have you back on the air, man. We got less than about 3 minutes left in this broadcast. Phone lines are blowing up.
This is what I do. This is my ministry. I know we haven't talked off the air, but, you know, we have a mutual friend. So, you know, I can give you my number, and we'll set it up. I'll come on anytime, and I'll take questions from people. I'll answer questions about the Illuminati.
What's up? So we definitely need that. You know, my man West Manifest is already lined up to have the elders on. The Moors is really going to hit us over the head with some real good stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is a combined effort. Y'all ain't figured it out. You're going to figure it out. WTBTA Radio is all about the urban experience. And when I say urban experience, it's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. You know, it's about the truth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks have been told to fear the truth. That should alarm you. That should make you become more aware of truly what the truth is. Real talk, y'all. If you missed any part of this broadcast, we will be redistributing this on New Vision Media, Just Silking It Radio, and all the other affiliate networks with WTBTA Radio. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. We're on every night, 7 nights a week. You know, you can hit us up at 347-934-0318. Yo, I don't want you just to listen to the dialogue of what we're saying. I want you to listen to the music that's being played, listen to the real artists doing real music, and then you ask yourself the question, what's really real? What's up? What's happening? We want to know where you're doing it. Because in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And it's all about getting back to the basics. Real talk, this is the Urban Experience like never before. This is your boy, J-Dawg. Appreciate all of our callers, special guests, listeners. Yo, ride with us, man. Ride with us. You already know what it is. Yo, we're going to say this. In the famous words of my man, Russell Simmons, you know, so we want everybody to stay safe, keep it real, keep it real. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You know what I'm saying? And with that, we're going to say thank you. Good night. And may God bless you. Peace.